Hello everyone and welcome to another IA Gamecast. My name is Aaliyah and today I'm going to be demoing Minesweeper Deluxe, which is a game that is $1.99 on the iOS App Store, and it is a different take on the game Minesweeper. So it starts you
hidden
out
at two, two.
With a small grid.
Hidden at 6-2, hidden at 7-2, hidden at 1-3.
7x7?
Hidden at 7-7.
Yes. And you have to find all the squares that are not mines in order to advance. If you blow up, you go back a level. This is completely accessible with voiceover, and you can also change the tile theme for those who are low vision if you need a different color scheme. I don't know how well that works or how well it helps, but it is available. So,
hidden at 2-2.
Let's get
game.
Started.
Options.
Let's check out the options.
Game. Alert. Return to game. Sound effects on. Button.
You can turn the sound effects off.
Scrolling on. Button.
Ah, I would strongly recommend those playing with voiceover turn scrolling off.
Scrolling on. Alert. Return to game. Button.
And that is because when you double tap on a square, the board shifts and it can be a little hard to navigate. So I personally will turn scrolling off.
Sound scroll tile theme white on black. Button.
You can change the tile theme.
Size of tiles 2. Button.
Size of
alert.
Tile
return
size.
To game. Sound FX on. Scrolling up. Tile theme white. Size of tiles 3. Button. Size of alert. Tile. Size of tiles 4. Button. Size of alert.
See how big
tile. Size of tiles 5.
These
button.
Get.
Size of alert. Tile theme white on black. Size of tiles 1. Button.
There we go. The only thing is that you have to. I made them smaller because when the grids get larger, it's hard to see all of them on one screen. So.
Reset to level 1. Contact us. Help. But version 1. Our other apps. Cancel. Button.
All right.
Bottom of screen.
Let's
return to game.
Return
sound
FX
on. Return to game. Button. Game. Options. Level 1.
All right. We're on level 1.
48 unknown.
48 unknown.
One mine's on level.
Squares. One mine on the level. So I always like to start in the top left.
Hidden at 3-4. Hidden at 3-3. Hidden at 4-2. Hidden at 3-1. Hidden at 1-1.
And double tap.
Hidden at 1-1.
Well, that was easy. Apparently, double tapping on 1-1 for this particular setup cleared all of the unknown squares. And we have advanced to the next level. So some of these are that easy, but some aren't. So let's play on.
Hidden at 3-3. Hidden at 1-3. Hidden at 1-2. Hidden at 1-1. Empty at 1-1.
All right, this one won't be this easy. All right, we have...
Empty at 1-1. Empty at 2, empty at 3-1, empty at 4-1, empty at 5-1, empty at 7-1.
Okay, we have an empty row here.
Empty at 2-1, empty at 4-1, empty at 3-1, empty at 1-1, empty at 1, empty at 2-3, empty at 1-3.
Hey.
Empty at 1-2.
The only downside to shrinking the tiles is that they can be hard to do with Explore by Touch, which I would strongly recommend. If you're going to play this game, please play it with Explore by Touch. Do not flick. Because Explore by Touch gives you a better sense of the arrangement of the tiles, and when we see later on, I'm gonna
game.
Re-expand
options.
These
game.
Tile size.
Alert. Return to game. Help. Button. Reset to level 1. Tile theme white on black. Size of tiles 1. Size of alert. Return to
and
game.
Return
button.
To game here.
Game. Options.
Because...
Empty at 1-2. Empty at 2-2. Empty at 3-2. Empty at 4-2. Empty at 5-2. Empty at 6-2. Empty at 7-2.
All right, this row's empty too. I'm flicking so that we can find the area with the bomb.
Empty at 1-3. Empty at 2. Empty at 3. Empty at 4. Empty at 5. Empty at 6. Empty at 1-4.
These are all empty.
At 2. Empty at 1 at 6-4.
Here it is. All right.
1 at 5-4.
At 5-4.
1 at 6-4. 1 at 7-4.
6-4 and 7-4. We have 1.
1 at hidden at 6-5. 1 at 6-4. Hidden at 6-5.
We have hidden squares.
1 at 5-5. Empty at 4-5. 1 at 5-5. Hidden at 6-5. Hidden at 7-5.
At 6-5 and 7-5.
1 at 5-5. 1 at 5-6. 1 at 6-6. 1 at 7-6.
And 1's across underneath. So, the numbers tell you how many bombs are close to a given square. And That means that the bomb must be directly touching the square with the number on it, either above, below, to the left, to the right, or diagonally in four directions as well. So there are eight possible places the bomb could be. In this place, we know pretty much that it's in the middle, just by the way that this grid is designed. We know that the bomb in this specific case is in the middle.
Hidden at 7-5.
Of these squares, just by the way the numbers are positioned. So I'm going to go ahead and double tap on 7-5, which should give me another one and clear the level out.
Hidden at 7-5.
Yes, indeed. All right, so we're
hidden
at level
at 1-3.
Three.
Hidden at 1-2. Hidden at 1-1. Empty at 1-1.
Double tap on 1-1 again.
Empty at 2-1. Hidden at 4-1.
Oh, okay.
Hidden we at 4-1. 1-3-1. Hidden at 4-1. 1-5-1. 1-5-2. Hidden at 4-2. 1-3-2. 1-3-3. 1-4-3. 1-5-3.
And again, it looks like it's going to be
1-5-2. Hidden at 4-2.
In the middle here at 4-2. So we're gonna
hidden at 4-1. 1-5-1. 1-4-1.
Yeah. Yep. It's one at right five there. One. So one, if you want to flag it,
1-5-2.
You're gonna
1-5-2. 1-5-1. 1-4-1. Hidden at 4-2.
Double tap and hold. All right, and we're flagged.
One flag at 4-2. 1-5. Empty at 6-2. Empty at 7-2. Empty. 1-1. Empty. Empty. Empty at 1. Empty at 2. Empty at 3-4. Empty at 4. Empty at. Empty. 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 1-1 at 6-5.
All right, we have another situation down here at 6-4.
1-5. Empty. Empty at 4-5.
Or no, 5-4.
1-5-5. Empty at 4-5. 1-5-5. 1-6-5. 1-7-5. 1-hidden at 6-6. 1-6-5. Hidden at 6-6. Hidden at 6-6.
Oops, I blew it up. I hit the wrong button. So that's what happens when you die. But in general, the grids just keep getting bigger, and you have to find all the squares that don't have bombs. So very quick game cast, but a nice little game. Certainly a nice new accessible game. And I want to thank everybody for joining. You can find me producing content for iAccessibility. Email me at Aaliyah, that's A-L-E-E-H-A, at iAccessibility.net, or follow me on Twitter at BlindCowgirl199. iAccessibility is all over the web. You can find everything we're doing at iAccessibility.net. Follow us on Twitter at iAccessibility1. Search for us on Facebook. Just search for iAccessibility. Or email us at feedback@iAccessibility.net. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to donate. Head to patreon.com/IACast or hit that nice little donate button on the website. Thanks so much again for listening, folks.
Copyright 2018, iAccessibility, LLC.